Patience Gray's cookbook, Honey from a Weed, is a big, odd book. It was written over 20 years. It's poetic about both abundance and hunger. And it's the definition of a cult classic. But few people outside of that cult have ever even heard of the fascinating woman who wrote it, who would have turned 100 this year. Adam Federman's new biography of Gray, Fasting and Feasting, tells her complicated life story, and our contributor, Russ Parsons, talked with him from Los Angeles.
Adam Federman, welcome to Splendid Table.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Adam, your book describes Patience Gray as the most important food writer we've never read. And she was a fascinating person who led this very multifaceted life. Who was she? What kind of person was she?
Yeah, I suppose there's something a bit counterintuitive about making the claim that an author most people have never heard of is one of the most important food writers of the last half century. There were many incarnations of Patience Gray. She was born in West Surrey in the south of England, grew up mostly in the country, although she went to Queen's College in London and then the London School of Economics, had a remarkable experience during the war, raising two children out of wedlock, and lived in a tiny cottage owned by her mother, through to the 1950s when she returned to London and took up a career as a translator, editor, and writer, eventually publishing her first cookbook, Plat du Jour, in 1957. And then, in fact, went on to be the first woman's editor of The Observer, which was quite possibly the most important newspaper in London at that time. And you know, all of this preceded her Mediterranean Odyssey, which is really what she's known for. Everyone who knows Patience Gray knows her through Honey from a Weed. So they think of this woman who lived this very intrepid, rugged life in Greece and Italy and finally in Puglia, the very south of Italy. And this is unquestionably one of the most fascinating chapters of her life, but it's by no means the whole person. But Patience and Honey from a Weed occupy a sort of unusual place in the world of food writing. The book is considered to be one of the best books on food ever written, and yet Patience remains almost completely unknown. Patience was a contemporary of Elizabeth David, another British food writer, and M.F.K. Fisher, who have far greater notoriety than Patience does. And Patience wrote about food and ideas in food that have really become mainstream today. So in some ways, it's surprising that she isn't better known. You know, I still encounter people today who say that Honey from a Weed changed their life. And you know, that's something you don't often hear about a cookbook.
Yeah. Patience's first cookbook, Plat du Jour, it was published in the 1950s. It was extremely influential in England. What was it like, and how did it set the table for her future work?
Plat du Jour was a remarkable book. And as you say, it was a runaway bestseller, published in 1957, and one of the first mass market paperbacks of its kind. Penguin, up until that point, hadn't done a lot of cookbooks at all, let alone cookbooks aimed at a mass market audience. And the book covered a wide range of European cuisine. It was mostly based on the countries that Patience and her co-author, Primrose Boyd, had traveled to before the war. And it embodied the same kind of romance and sort of wanderlust that many of the books that Elizabeth David had written earlier in the decade also did.
It's a dinner party cookbook. Let's put it that way. Honey from a Weed is completely different. It's a really idiosyncratic book. It's anything but a cookie-cutter, modern market cookbook.
Yeah, Honey from a Weed brings so many threads together. And I think part of the explanation for that is the fact that it was written over the course of a 20-year period, more or less, and really reflected the life that Patience and her partner, Norman Momans, had lived throughout the Mediterranean. It combines sort of personal essays with recipes, reflections on the landscape, esoteric subjects like anarchism and Carrara. And then on top of that, it offers what I think is probably the most comprehensive and remarkable sort of field guide to the edible wild plants and fungi of the Mediterranean. And it does this in a comparative way that is really unique. You know, she includes Greek, Catalan, Italian, English, and even Salentine dialect words for these plants and fungi. So you get a real sense of the context and the relationship between these various foods and the countries that patients lived in.
We've talked about Honey from the Weed as a philosophical work and as a guidebook to esoteric culinary knowledge, but it's really full of delicious recipes, too. What were some of the favorite things that you cooked from it?
Yeah, it is a remarkable cookbook, and I should also add a very accessible one. I think the recipes that tend to get referenced from it are the esoteric ones, you know, like fox or something along those lines. And I think it tends to be a book that people read and don't cook from, but I hope that changes. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago at home in Vermont, I did one of her pasta dishes, which is just spaghetti boiled in heavily salted water. And in a large bowl, you put some fresh ricotta. And before you're finished cooking, you ladle some of the pasta water into the bowl, mix it with the ricotta, drain your noodles, toss them in the bowl, mix them, grate a little bit of nutmeg over it, ground black pepper, and it's just a wonderful dish. And I think that that kind of dish is sort of what Honey from a Weed is all about.
Wonderful. Adam Fetterman, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It was great to be here.
Adam Fetterman is the author of Fasting and Feasting, The Life of Visionary Food Writer Patience Gray. Russ Parsons is the author of How to Pick a Peach. You can learn more about Patience and find one of her recipes at splendidtable.org.